Beginning of the daf sechta about becoming the tzadikim. Begin with the word. Where's the gemara? Deka deyon ba'ava, where there are judges down over here, so you shouldn't be being meisidin lachaberei obedin shemayim. And the source was from Saras, is Taisa meisara, because neisara he bezmen shel shemkayim. The court of bezmen was around. She could have gone to a court over here, and she went to shemayim. Therefore, she was punished. Tchila. Next, this matter begins with the gemara. Echad tzayikib, echad netzik. We have the one who's screaming out, the one who's being screamed on, that they both get punished. But it's the tzayik who is heard first. That they punish first. Now, Amar ben Shmuel says the Sifri must need in Yachir, and the Sifri actually they translate this idea differently. It's echad tzayik, echad she'ein tzayik b'mashma. It's whether the one who's screaming out or whether one does not scream out is included. When this, like Rashi brings, Rakti Eschem, Shnayim B'mashma, both whether one screams or doesn't scream. Pidush, in other words, Bein Oysa Sha'oni Tzayikla, whether the poor man is screaming regarding him, who took his collateral, his security. Bein Oysa Sha'oni Tzayikla, whether the poor person is not screaming about him. Either way, Shneim Nanoshim Ala Mesvava, they're both going to be punished because of him out of logic. Kimi Shei Makzi Rabuit, he's not going to be making security. So they're both the same. So what's it saying that I'm going to hear his scream and I'm going to get angry? It's just saying that we're quicker. Shem's quicker to punish when the pauper is screaming out than when he's not screaming out. According to this Gersa, so it's not learning it out from Sarah. According to the Gersa Sram, we Rashi said according to the Gersa Sram, which was because to say that because she screamed versus Abram who is being screamed at, that's not the source, because it's saying it's whether they scream or not. Next test has to begin with the Gemara b'shem pagam mishpacha, because of the pagam, the deficiency of mishpacha, which says mishal makal, and then actually you'll pay everything. I feel it's even pain, which that's the chiddush of Taisa, that even though pain seemingly has no relationship to the family, it's a physical pain, loss of work could apply to the family, all the things, but even so, that's also going to go to the family. Sometimes no is yes, and sometimes yes is no. Now, the shenui masnin kasi, he's coming to answer the Mishnah. Mishnah Seifa. What's the difference between Seifa? Why by the goof is it not yes, and by the clothing it is? Now, Pishbuk and Rashi explained, Bin Risha Bin Seifa. The truth is, the Mamli Lav Bitmiya Havaken. It's really either one of them. If he's saying no, that's really like yes. The Mamli Hain Bitmiya says, what, yes? Hu Kalav? It's like saying no. So the truth is, according to that, Rashi says, Vamutzl Musni Risha Tarvayu Niski Gufa Melaine. Really, the Risha, which is saying that the yes is a no, could have really been by both body and money. So by the Sefer. So why is it differentiating if it has nothing to do with body and money? It's just the norm. It's just normal for a person to pardon the damages towards his money. But it's not normal for a person to pardon regarding damages regarding his body. It's pushing it, because why are you bringing up kof and mum when the whole point is really to say what is the rhetorical yes and no mean? Ella, Nira Lefash, rather, it seems to explain like this. The Niske Gufa, the truth is that regarding damages, the body of Alamali Hen, even though he says, yes, should Daimu come in the Chuzim, like, sounds like he's saying it regular, yes. Mistumavit may come, we presume that it's like, yes, like a wonder, because the person would not really agree, even if he's saying yes. And the other way around, the exact opposite, by regarding damages to his money, if he says, no, but Daimu come in the Chuzim, it sounds like he's saying it like, no. Mistumavit may come, we could presume that he's saying it like, no. Because he originally told him, tear my garment and break my jug. And therefore, we would presume that although he's saying no, it really means no. And there's certain texts that have ketzad, like Yisrael says, it's not clarified what was said before. It's own teaching. The next text, Matta Begin the Dimara, but I mean, there seems to be a contradiction. It says, Lishmar, Belila Abed, to watch, and not if it's to destroy Lishmar, to watch Belila Kray, and not if it's to tear. Now, it says Taisus Tim, it's a wonder, because Micah Parach, what is the Gemara asking? You're asking on this halacha that we said that you can be chayiv if he says that, you know, here, take my thing and tear it, and we see in the Braisa that says Lishmar means, and you're not chayiv, it's likraya. Micah Parach, what's the Gemara's question? He departed likra mebashia, although that the pasuk is exempting him from negligence. Lishmar is only that, you know, if something, you have to watch it, and not if something happens. We don't find necessarily that they exempt him if he tears it and actively tears it. It's an exemption from Shmiva, but who said you're going to be potter? You actually turned. Maybe that would not disagree with the halacha of the Mishnah. The Shem says, "Rikzeis no didag nigtani." The inference is from the words that it says, "Veloy lekroya," not the tear, because the ilay boya lifter. Because if it's only coming to exempt, because never bepshi when he gets lost through his negligence, mayadam alei amanas lekroya. Then why is he telling him with the intention of tearing? Even if he doesn't tell him with the intention of to tear, elish loy amalei beloshin shmira. As long as he doesn't tell him to wash, pot is going to be exempt. Kedosh the mechilton, like it's taught in the mechilton. Lishmar, Reb Shimon, he says, Ashiyaf Kiritzel until he deposits him. And he says, Hey, look, Vashemel, he'd take it and watch it for me. But if he just says, here, you know, keep an eye on it, Pot is exempt. So therefore, that's the Gemara's question. Shem, the Gemara answers, Masnitin b'das liyavi. The Mishnah is told on where it came to his hand. And the truth is, when it says that, if he tells him on the condition of being Pot, he's going to be Potter, who adin, really the same thing, it could have been below Amanas. He went out on condition. Hamaslashminan, the potter, the Mishnah could have said a case of potter below Asliyav, just when it didn't come to him. Yeah, that's true. Elukal ikatana, but the whole point of the Tana, Leibay Lashmin was only coming to tell them, this could be mine, the Mahani Amanas Lifter. But in contrast, when it comes to that his money, it helps to say Amanas Lifter. I mean, this could go for the money, but by physical, it doesn't help. And that was the point. So although you could have said another case, but we wanted to say that exactly, the contrast between moment and goof. Now, Verima Farish, the Hache Perushai, Lishmer, Belul Kroya, what does it mean that to watch and not to tear? Pidush, Krishna doesn't like Lishmer, when he gives it to him to watch, Belul his show, and he didn't permit him, Belul Kroya, Belul Abba, not to tear, not to lose it. Then he's liable for all the halachas of Hashem. But if you give him permission to tear it or to lose it, if he wants to, then ain't love din shemer. Then he doesn't even have the halacha of Hashem at all. To be liable anything, with this that he accepted to watch it. Since he gave him permission to tear it or to lose it if he wants to, so he's not even mekabel any shemira. Now, if the permission to tear it impertrasim nekriya doesn't exempt him from tearing it. So then he should have been considered as a shomer, and this is answering the question that we said. Obviously, it's actively giving permission to tear it because Krishna says come to the curb and give permission to tear it. So if you're not going to exempt him, so it's like as if you gave it to him only just to watch it regularly. So why would you exempt him? Obviously, we see that's not just a loser, but he has no kabbalah or shmira at all. Next says Master Bignus Gemara Hadas Liyade. Okay, the Mishnah told me where it came to send in the Torah Shmira, and the Brayz told me where it came to Materis Kriya. So Taisa explained, Pirish, another Masnit in the Mishnah Shinas Liyadai, where he gave it to his hand, Vamlay says, Shomer, watch it for me. If you want it to, okay, I'll take it to do like you want. Ah, the Kivish Chazal Chavit, since he was concerned for his object, because Shalom Akloy, Shomalay Kari, didn't tell him Tirit Ashabaliyad until he already had it ready, Shafkid is like Tchila, where he deposited by him first. Okay, Masha Naisim Lay Rishus Lay Karoi, Basim Devab, this, and he gives permission to hear it at the end. In Amikin Gedilapur, he's not telling him to take exempt to Mela, but to Mela Hudab, it's just like, you know, I'm just trying to sweeten him up a little bit. Kadeshish Maleberatsin, so that he should be willingly watching it. Below you think, and they shouldn't be worried, Shemi Dakhtik Moyes Medad, that he might be too, you know, meticulous with him. Imti Kardeya, if it's going to tear, but Tamadin is going to tear the court, or the Kamalis, and therefore that's what he tells him this. Now, although it comes to him through the medium of tearing it, he tells him when he gives out to him, still chayav kriya, that's why he'll be liable for the tearing. But regarding the braisa, but the other, there's someone where it didn't come to his hand, meaning Shamalai told chayav it's plain, he didn't give it to him. He says, here, take that object that's laying over there, Tishmele, watch it for me. From the time he wanted to create, you could hear it. And then he takes and he tears it. The kivishin the chazal the guy, the owner wasn't concerned about his object. He gave him permission ready to ruin it before he ever gave it to him. Therefore, he's not concerned if it gets lost. He was given permission that he'll totally be exempt. On that, only Rabbi asks him this and he says, wait a second, Lishmar, dosli other mashma, it sounds like that it came to his hand. That's what sounds like in the passage. They give it to him only to watch. We give him permission to ruin it. Does not have the shemer. So Elam Rabbi, rather Rabbi says, Masin. So the way to resolve the contradiction is the mission is b'da'as liyad b'teirah shmira b'lvad. Yeah, it came to his hand only with the medium of that he's going to watch it. And then subsequently he went and he changed his mind and gave him permission to tear it. Since the beginning of when he gave it to him, gave it to him to watch it, not to tear it. And the one who was deposited by accepted upon himself what he subsequently said to tear it if he wants to. In the mashat, only fooling around with him, but 2 million just waiting him up. But I raised them when we came to him in the medium of tearing it. But when he gave it to me, he said this. Since he said this before he became a shema, he's not concerned it's going to get torn because he didn't make him a shema. That's the other case of our Mishnah, even there, that we said that you're going to be potter. We shall return to you. Parakachaybul.